This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil Summers. Losing my voice, but I'm going to muscle through today. We're here till 10 o'clock for you, taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053. Also, your fan texts at 43733. Waddle's on the board for us, and we will be here till 10 o'clock for you. You can also call AutoFlex. David, what are those numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. Or you can go to AutoFlex.com on the World Wide Web. Look at all of the great cars we have, the pre-owned cars that we offer. Also, on that page, you can go to our Facebook page if you would like and follow along with the stories that we're going to do today. And you know what I did? I went back to our Facebook page and I looked at all of the likes on the stories. And the stories that had the most likes are the ones we're doing on the air.
Perfect.
So if you'd like to see a story on the air that you particularly care about next year, go to our Facebook page, like the story. Let's get the numbers up, and we'll run with those stories.
All right. And we were talking about the pre-owned cars at AutoFlex. Right now, there's a big pre-owned car sale going on at both locations, Arlington and Richardson.
That's correct. You know, even 2011 pre-owns, which is really, really a cool deal, 2010s, 2009s, all the way back to cash cars. If you need a cash car, we've got those too.
We really do have a great inventory, and you can shop within our lease return inventory, our upcoming lease return inventory. If you're looking for a specific model that we don't have now, you haven't been able to find it around town, you can still call AutoFlex, speak to a leasing or sales specialist, tell them what you want. We can search our database for cars that are coming up off lease and let you know exactly when your car is going to be born, basically.
Again, those numbers, 817 or 972-234-1234.
We got a special guest coming on with us this morning. We're going to have the chief of police from Richardson, Texas, Chief Spivey, and he'll be joining us shortly on the air to talk about all things police and driving and things like that.
I am excited about this. Coming up at 9:15, and fans, if you've ever had a question that you want to ask an officer, now's the time, because we actually have an expert on, Chief Spivey from Richardson, and he's going to join us to answer everything you've ever wanted to know.
All right.
Well,
And along those lines,
your parents might be responsible for some of those things.
All right, let's talk a little money laundering,
yeah,
shall we?
Yeah, it's too bad. It's really too bad. Used car dealer sentenced in money laundering scheme. A 55-year-old McKinney businessman who's named Richard Arledge got 188 months in federal prison for operating a car dealership that catered to criminals in the North Texas area. Now, I looked it up. It didn't take long. 188 months. That's about 15 years and 7 months. And this is a federal charge, which means that he doesn't get out.
Ooh.
There's no parole. There's or no probation. Parole for— no.
15 years, that's longer than I have left on my mortgage.
He's got,
and I thought it was a long time already.
He's got a little over 15 years and a half to do. He was the operator of Richard Arledge Suzuki, and he was the president of Expressway Financial Incorporated, and I know the guy.
Really?
Yeah, I've known Richard for years.
Good friend of yours, Dave?
Know him. I met his brother. His brother married one of my best friends from high school. His brother was David Arledge, played ball at Texas, was a good guy. And I've known Richard for years. I would have never guessed that this was going on. He was just a business guy. But evidently what he was doing was—
businessman.
Yeah, he was. They were in the business of selling Bentleys and Aston Martins and Maseratis to individuals who would then pay for that car with money that they came by from illegal distribution of controlled substances, prostitution, and gambling.
And they did it in cash, so—
exactly.
He clearly had promised not to report anything over $10,000.
Right.
You have to report.
Yeah, you got to fill out a special form and send it into IRS. And that was part of the big allure, was they could pay him in cash, and it never showed up anywhere because he assured them it wouldn't. No. They brought money in pillowcases. They paid him in shrink wrap plastic packages. They brought money in backpacks, even in fast food wrappers.
Shrink wrap plastic packages. We've all seen the money wrapped like that on the news, and it's never good when you
see
it.
No, stacks of it.
I wonder how much he had whenever they finally came in and did the bust on his his dealership. I wonder how much he had in cash there.
You know, I don't know. It involved so many people. They had over 30 people that testified against him, actually, that he was involved in these criminal activities. And I don't think from reading the stories, because I don't know personally, it doesn't look like Richard was actually involved in any of those things, the bad, you know, the prostitution and the gambling and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think what he was involved in was helping them launder money or selling them cars for cash so that no one found out about it. Now, the Internal Revenue Service was a big part of this operation in this investigation because, as Tammy said earlier, $10,000 or greater, you have to fill out a form, send it into IRS, that identifies them as paying a lot of money in cash, which would lead to future scrutiny, which is really what they didn't want. They don't want anybody looking at their business.
Right.
So 14 individuals were either convicted or pleaded guilty in connection with this.
What's his name again? Richard Arledge?
Richard Arledge.
Oh, yep. And it's the IRS is committed to lending its financial expertise to investigations of businessmen who knowingly assist criminals in covertly purchasing assets with illicit funds, said Andrea Whelan, special agent in charge of the IRS Criminal Investigation Division's Dallas field office.
So here's the deal. You can do whatever you want to do, but, you know, 188 months, it's not worth it.
And he's 55, so 70 years old when he rolls back out into society.
Yeah, that'll change your life and ruin your social life.
Indeed. He'd have a whole new social life in prison.
But David assures me that those federal penitentiaries, they're a walk in the park.
Club fed?
Well, they're sort of club fed. They're not like going down to Huntsville.
Right.
So I knew a fellow back in the 80s that spent some time in the Big Spring place. Used to listen to our radio shows on Saturday morning. He said that was his link to back home. He'd gotten involved with some drugs, and he got caught, and he went to club fed, and he said it wasn't terrible. You could play basketball and look at TV, but you can't leave.
That's the bad part.
Yeah, and you know what? At midnight, if you want to go up and get some milk and cookies, nope, you're locked in.
Oh,
that's what'll keep me from committing the crime. No milk and cookies at midnight.
Right, me too. All right, let's talk a little bit about GM Toyota actually,
and GM.
We're going to cover them all.
Some recalls.
Sure. Yeah, you know, Toyota's recalling about 550,000 Toyota and Lexus units throughout the world. About 420,000 of those are in the U.S. That's a lot of calls for cars for a recall.
Wait, we got the majority of them.
2004 Avalons, 2004 and 5 Camrys, Highlanders, Siennas, and Solaras, 2006 Highlanders HVs, 2004 and 5 Lexus ES and RX 330s, and 2006 Lexus RX 400s. No accidents have been reported.
Yeah.
No accidents have been reported from the recall. It has to do with a pulley that can, in fact, throw the belt, which would cause the power steering belt to come off, which would mean that you would no longer have any power steering instantly. And I love the way that Toyota worded this. It says that if this happens, the power steering pump may become detached from the pulley, and the driver may notice a sudden increase in steering effort.
I hope it wouldn't be right in the middle of a turn.
Right.
For anyone that has ever gone through having your car die while you're driving it, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like steering a ship.
No power steering. So. I remember when I was in college, listen, my dad was in the car business, okay, so I always had something different. And I did have a navy blue Pinto station wagon with the faux wood grain when I was a senior in high school. Talk about having
nice.
To have some serious self-confidence to be able to roll up in that car, okay, and
right.
still think you're cool. It's better than walking. But one time, one of my cars went out on me. The transmission went out, and so, of course, that car would disappear. If it ever broke, you never saw it again. That's for sure. My dad would get rid of it. He's not going to fix it and put you back. He's like, I'm done with it.
It went to the farm.
Went to the farm. So I'm sitting in front of Lloyd Noble. There's a trolley system at OU. Yep. Boomer Sooner. There's a trolley system, and I would go there, catch the trolley onto campus instead of dealing with parking, go to my classes all day, come back, and my wicked step monster would come pick me up. At the end of the day, I felt like a kid. David's yawning. Is this boring? I'm sorry.
No, anyway, I'm enjoying it.
She pulls up in this truck one day. It's a Chevy Stepside. Does everybody know what a Stepside is?
Yes.
Right? Regular cab. It had a tonneau cover over the back. It was light blue. I get in. I was like, oh, where'd you get this POS? And she goes, I wouldn't say that. It's yours. Get in and drive. She said, I'm
Surprise.
Done. I'm done.
Here's your new truck.
Here's your new truck. I was a cool freshman in college with a truck. And no power steering, no power brakes, no air conditioning.
Wow.
No payment. No payment.
That's the best part. Yeah, that's the best part.
I built up my muscles because you kind of had to stand up to make a left turn. You'd just be pulling on that steer. Oh, and it was three on the tree. I forgot to tell you. It wasn't.
That's fun.
The stick wasn't down in the floorboard. It was up on the steering wheel. So it was a three shift, three speeds.
Right.
Right. With a clutch.
With a clutch.
And no power steering.
Let me tell you what. It takes incredible concentration and amazing confidence to drive that truck around when you're that young. But fortunately, we didn't have cell phones back then, so I would not have been able to manage all the things at once.
For the texter that's texting in, wondering about the woman with the deep voice, that's actually me. I'm a man. So I want to straighten that out right now so you know. Okay, moving right along from the Toyota recall.
Real quickly, though, if somebody has one, what do they do?
Well, they don't really do anything. In January, Toyota's going to come out with a big recall notice, first-class mail to all the drivers of those cars, and you can take your car in. They'll check it. If the pulley needs to be replaced, they'll replace it free of charge. And General Motors has got sort of the same kind of thing. 41,000 Pontiacs, 344 Pontiac G8s in the United States are being recalled. 2008 and 2009, there's a problem with the programming on the airbags. The airbags, if you're a very short person and you sit very close to them, may not deploy properly, which could result in head injuries. It doesn't meet the 30-mile-per-hour frontal barrier NHTSA crash requirements, so GM is going to be notifying people. There's going to be a software fix on that. You can take your Pontiac G8 in, and they'll do a reprogram on it and get you on down the road. So if you're very short and sit close to the wheel, you will not end up with a head injury if you have a front-end impact.
That's me.
That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
All right, we got to take a quick break here, but stay tuned. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, and me, Sybil, here for you till 10 o'clock. Taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053. If you have a question for Chief Spivey from the Richardson Police Department, everything you've ever wanted to know, Fan Fans, now is your time to ask. You can also fan text us at 43733, and you can call AutoFlex. David, what are those numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. Of course, AutoFlex.com, another great way to reach us.
And I do not want to keep Chief Spivey waiting. Hello, Chief Spivey. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Are you actually working right now, or are you off on Saturdays?
I'm working. I work all the time.
I kind of figured that. Well, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right. Good to have you on.
Good morning, Chief. How are you?
I'm great, David. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, first of all, let me explain why Chief Spivey's on. Chief Spivey, our business is located in Richardson, and so he's on because of that, and he's also one of our customers. So it's sort of nice to have him in our ranks as customer, and also have him on the show this morning. Interestingly enough, and we talked yesterday a little bit, on our way here this morning, we watched someone run a red light directly in front of us, and guess who was coming from the left but a car with red and blue lights on it?
Uh-oh.
And I watched this guy run the red light, and I thought, are you blind?
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure that's what the officer probably asked him when he pulled him over.
Well, I'm sure it was. You know, sometimes it's fortunate that we're in the right place at the right time.
Is there ever an excuse you can get away with? Like if somebody is maybe having a baby and they have to rush to the hospital, is that actually allowed?
You know, officers have a lot of discretion about how they enforce traffic laws and all laws for that matter. So, you know, sure, there's extenuating circumstances that would be taken into consideration.
But I'm late for work doesn't happen.
I don't think that'll work.
Well, you know, I know that Richardson actually has some red light cameras. Could you comment on the success of those and if they are working for you?
They are certainly working for us, David. There is no doubt that the one of the biggest contributors to reducing accidents at signal intersections is red light cameras. Actually, the T-bone accidents, the side impact accidents, the ones that you're really afraid of, where you really see the injuries, have gone almost away at those intersections. So, yes, we're real pleased, and it's consistent across the board.
Wow. What is the number one cause of accidents that you guys find?
You know, David, that's a good question. And actually, speeding is the number one cause factor. But right behind that is red lights and running red lights, and driver inattention is certainly a big cause factor as well.
Well, and you've had some personal experience with driver inattention, as I recall.
Yeah, unfortunately, our parking lot here at the office is off of Beltline and Abrams, and unfortunately, there's a lot of traffic on Beltline, and it backs up sometime during rush hour. And it's been about 2 years ago. A driver was coming down Beltline, and traffic stopped because of the congestion, and this person was texting at the time, and when they looked up, there was a lot of stopped traffic and swerved to the right real hard into the police department parking lot.
Whoops.
And into the chief's car.
Oh,
yikes. That's definitely
right?
Not the person you want to hit.
Well, you don't want to hit anybody, but it wasn't that person's day either.
Mm-mm. No kidding.
Sort of hard to talk your way out of that ticket, I bet.
Right.
Okay. The other thing that we hear about a lot is road rage. And I think everyone thinks that it's pretty widespread. I know that it's very frustrating the way people drive. And it's hard not to become enraged sometimes when they cut you off or when they do something just stupid.
That's absolutely right. But I will tell you, fortunately, we just don't have that many reported incidents of road rage. In fact, both this year and last year, we only had 7 incidents each year that were reported to us. Now, I think there's a lot more that goes on. I think that, it doesn't rise to the level of pulling over and having some kind of violent encounter because of it. But, people just need to be patient. Richardson, we have hundreds of thousands of cars drive through this city every day. And you can imagine with Central Expressway, there's 250,000 cars a day that pass each way on Central Expressway. Well, with that many cars and traffic like it is, you can imagine that there's a lot of frustration, a lot of anger. And thankfully, most of that is expressed perhaps with a sign and not with pulling over and duking it out.
Right.
They keep it small. So what should people do when they are involved in an accident? Because I find a lot of road rage comes from just sitting there waiting while people sit there and deal with their insurance or whatever it is on the road.
Well, the best thing to do is get out of the street. The best thing to do is to find you a safe place, pull over, call the police. We are one of the cities who will still come and work accidents regardless, minor, major, whatever. But get out of the street so that, number one, you don't get hit again, and number two, we can maintain traffic flow. Trade information and wait on the police.
And now with everybody having a camera in their phone, they can just take pictures. They don't have to worry so much about, I need the officers to see exactly what happened.
Exactly. And the officers are going to come out, and they're trained to investigate those kind of situation. So you don't have to leave your car sitting in the middle of the street to prove to the police who was at fault and who wasn't.
We're talking to Police Chief Spivey from the Richardson PD. Now, I know the HOV laws changed recently, and I still see people driving solo in there. Does the fine, has it gone down a little bit?
Yeah, I don't think it has. I know that the DART police are very aggressive about enforcing those passenger restrictions in the HOV lanes. There's not an entrance or an exit in Richardson to the HOV, so we really don't get involved in that too much.
Oh, okay. What about motorcycles? I always see motorcycles and bikers in there.
They're allowed.
They are.
They are allowed.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's legal.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, one person on a motorcycle is pretty well high occupancy.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not. Chief, what is the biggest problem that your guys face every day? What is the biggest crime problem that the police in Richardson face every day?
Well, David, I would say our biggest challenge isn't really a crime problem. It's traffic. It's helping to manage traffic flow, to traffic safety. We have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of vehicles that pass through this city daily, and so keeping that flowing and keeping it safe, that's our biggest challenge.
And I guess keeping your officers safe also, because there's so many incidents of people bumping into or running into people while they're working around traffic accidents and things.
Yeah, what are the rules? If an officer has someone pulled over on the side of the road, what are we supposed to do?
Well, you're supposed to give them as much clearance as they can. There's a new law. Well, it's not really a new law now. It's a couple of years old that if you're on a street that has multiple lanes, you're supposed to pull into the furthest lane away from where the officer has a vehicle stopped. But you just have to be vigilant. We had an officer come back to work that was off almost 3 months from an injury that he received working a wreck up on Central Expressway. His car was hit. He was in his car, and it was hit by another driver while he was working that wreck. So it is a big issue. I will tell you, more officers are hurt in traffic accidents every year than in all other assaults combined. So it is a big problem for us.
We have a fan question. We have the smartest fans in the world. This is a great question. Question for the chief. Red light camera use. Do you feel like cameras are misused when someone fails to stop at a designated point? In other words, they don't run the red light, but their bumper moves too far into the intersection, and then they receive a red light ticket. Does Richardson do that?
No, absolutely not. Let me tell you, the process... The review process of those red light camera citations is amazing. Number one, it's reviewed before it's ever sent to us. When we get these red light violations, the camera violations, I have officers who look at every one of those videos. And unless it's a violation that they would otherwise write a citation for, if they saw it happen on the street, we don't issue the camera citations either.
That's good to know. Okay, I have a question, and this is something I've always wondered, Chief Spivey. If you're driving and you pass an officer who's driving maybe the same direction as you or towards you, can you use the radar gun to check speed while the car is in motion?
Well, we may not want to let that secret out.
Oh, well then.
No, actually, the radar is it can be used mobile either way. With the development of laser radar, it's pinpoint accurate, and the range is amazing. So, it's hard to trick the radar.
I've always wondered that, because sometimes if I'm speeding and then I pass a cop, I think, oh, I better slow down, and then I'm always like, no, he can't do it while he's driving. But it's good to know that you can, so be safe out there, fans.
Sybil does not ever speed in Richardson.
Right, this is true.
Chief, one of the biggest things that we deal with on a fairly regular basis is auto theft. What should people do to prevent their car from being stolen?
You know, David, I'm going to give you what may be an overly simplistic response to that, but believe it or not, 36% of the auto thefts that have occurred in Richardson this year, there were either keys left in the car or the car was left unlocked. The best thing that people can do to prevent auto theft is lock your car. And it sounds so simple.
Yeah, it does.
But it happens so often. And I will tell you, that's also true with car burglaries. We've arrested car burglars who tell us that they walk up and down the street flipping door handles until they find one open, and they know that eventually they're going to find one open. And the other remarkable thing is when they find that car unlocked, they find things in it that they want to steal. Laptop computers, GPS navigation devices, all kinds of things. So don't leave your valuables in your car, and please lock your car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to have to go to commercial right now, Chief, but would you stay with us for a little while longer? Because the fan texts have really lit up. We've got some great questions for you.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Thank you, sir.
Excellent. More with Police Chief James Spivey from the Richardson Police Department next on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your host, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, and me, Sybil. Important phone numbers you need to know, 877-881-1053, if you have a question for Police Chief James Spivey from the Richardson Police Department. You can also fan text us at 43733. We're going to go ahead and welcome him back onto the show. Chief Spivey, are you there?
I am here.
Perfect. We're starting to get a lot of fan texts with questions for you, because right now is a great time. If you've ever wanted to know something about the police, this is a good time to ask. We have Police Chief Spivey on with us.
Or what you should do in certain circumstances. Here's another fan text question, Chief.
Okay.
When traffic is backed up, is it against the law if a motorcycle passes between the cars on a white stripe?
You know, there was a recent law passed that allows that. Texas has been one of the few states over the years that prohibited that maneuver. Now, I will tell you, I don't think it's very safe to do that.
Right.
Well, if someone opens their door, it can ruin your day.
It would be a bad thing.
So it's not illegal in Texas now.
That's right.
Okay.
Is there another fan text question? Is there a new maximum speed limit for Texas?
A maximum speed limit? No, I'm not aware of
a new one.
There were news stories a while back that it was going to change
couple of years
to
ago.
80 miles per hour in certain parts of the country.
They've taken it all the way out to 85 miles an hour if you go out toward toward Midland and Odessa.
Mm-hmm.
And west of there are some, I guess they call them unobstructed highways, where you've got miles and miles of nothing but flat road, where they've raised that limit to 85. I'm
really
familiar with that, yeah.
Not in Richardson, Texas.
Don't try it.
There are people who drive 85 miles an hour up Beltline Road some days, but mm-hmm. not so legal.
Well, I just think that when you increase the speed like that, going that much faster, along with our distracted technology that's in our cars, doesn't that just ask for
heighten your risk?
Trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Speed kills, and like I said earlier, speeding is the number one cause factor in our accidents. And, you know, the driver distraction is kind of a hard issue to get your arms around, because, mm-hmm. you know, you don't see that. A driver could be distracted by a number of things, and the officers aren't going to see that unless they ask. And, you know, I think they may ask the question and you know, most people probably don't admit that they were doing something in the car at the time of a wreck that caused them to be distracted.
Well, that's rather like admitting fault, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Do officers routinely ask to see people's cell phones, though, to see if maybe they were texting before the accident?
No, I wouldn't say that would be a routine thing. Now, if there was some reason to believe that was a contributing factor to an accident, they certainly might, and they certainly could. But, you know, under normal circumstances, no, that's not something that they would do.
They can ask. Then it's up to the person to decide if they want to let the officer have their phone.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. That's absolutely true. Now, if for some reason they had a probable cause to believe that was a contributor to a crime, certainly they could get a search warrant. Those records could be subpoenaed if that was an issue. But, you know, that normally in a routine crash investigation, that's not going to be something that they do.
Okay.
We've got
That'd
some
be more of a civil thing.
Really good questions on Fantex. These are things I've actually wondered myself. Is there a quota that the police officers need to meet for writing tickets?
No. In fact, there's laws that prohibit quotas like that. You know, it's an officer's job to enforce the law.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly we expect our officers, because traffic management is such a huge problem in our city, we certainly expect our officers to be out there enforcing the law. But no, there's no quotas.
That's the common misconception.
Mm-hmm. And I think you mentioned traffic is the number one safety issue or crime issue. It's not all these other things. It's traffic. It's wrecks.
Tammy, I wouldn't characterize it so much as a crime issue, but it's certainly a public safety problem, let's say, because, number one, the volume. You know, Richardson is geographically situated that people coming from, you know, parts north from McKinney on down are traveling through Richardson to get to Dallas and vice versa. So we have a tremendous amount of traffic, not just on Central Expressway, but on all our major arteries. And so our officers have to be out there managing that traffic and, you know, trying to keep things running smoothly and safely.
We appreciate it, too.
Chief, here's another fan question that I'm sure a lot of people want to know. If I receive a red light ticket and don't pay it, will they issue a warrant for me?
If you receive a red light ticket from a police officer and don't pay it, yes, that's absolutely going to happen. If you receive a red light citation because of a camera being detected on a camera and don't pay it, no, there's not a warrant.
Well, thanks for I didn't think about those two different circumstances. Thanks for letting in another fan text. Ask the chief if we are required to have a front license plate on our cars in Texas.
Yes, I've always wondered that because you hear that you have to.
Texas is one of those states that does require a front license plate, yes.
There's so many cars who don't have them, though, especially on the luxury vehicles. Would you pull somebody over for that?
Yes, that happens. It certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are expected to have both those license plates on their cars.
And so if you don't have the front license plate on there, the thing to do is to get it on there.
It certainly is.
If you're going to travel through Richardson.
Right.
Someone said they wanted to tell you that, tell Chief Spivey, I appreciate his service. I respect and honor those risking their lives to keep us safe.
Well, thank you so much.
You're here.
These police officers here in Richardson and police officers in general, but I am so proud of this police department. Our officers do a great job, and you know, I think that they do deserve those kind of commendations.
One final question for you, Chief, and several people wrote this in. Chief, do you enjoy your job?
I certainly do, especially on Saturday morning when I get to visit with my friends.
Thank you very much.
It's certainly been a pleasure having you.
Yeah, it's been an honor to have you, Chief. We appreciate you very, very much, and we'll look forward to maybe having you on in the future.
That would be great, David. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. There he goes, Police Chief James Spivey from the Richardson Police Department. Got to take a quick break here, but we will be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Sybil Summers, we're here for you. Taking your phone calls at 877-881-1053. Also, your fan texts at 43733. And Autoflex is open today for your business. Big pre-owned car sale going on at both locations. Davis, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know what? We have gone out in the past week, and we have gotten a lot of great pre-owned cars. I'm talking about pre-owned 2011s and
very
pre-owned
new
2010s, exactly. So you could lease those cars on a used car leasing program, or you could buy those cars if you wanted to and save a lot of money. And get a car with some factory warranty left on it that's a great car. Save you know, 30, 40% sometimes just because it's a pre-owned car.
Everybody loves saving money. 817 or 972-234-1234 if you want to call Autoflex. Let's go to the phones. Todd and Keller has a question. Todd, welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
Well, you know what? I think I can go to heaven now. I got a chance to talk to Sybil and talk about cops and what they do behind the scenes.
Well, thank you, darling.
I swear this is better than the lottery. Listen,
don't build it up too much.
This is what I wanted to know. I've heard that big insurance companies donate money to police departments so that they can buy radar equipment, state-of-the-art radar equipment, so that police officers can then in turn increase the number of tickets, which then becomes a secondhand kickback to insurance companies by way of raised rates. Is this true or is it not true, is my question.
You know, Todd, I don't know if it is still true, but I know that it was true, and there was a great deal of scrutiny, and this was not in Texas. I got to say that first of all. But there are insurance companies that have contributed to police departments, and that money was used to purchase radar up to you know, the state-of-the-art radar equipment. And you're right. It's not right. There was a lot of scrutiny. A lot of stuff was written about it a couple of years ago. I think probably I would have to guess that they may not do it anymore because they faded a lot of heat.
Can I make a comment about this in my very manly husky voice?
Please do.
Okay, from listening, I understand that side. But also after speaking with Chief Spivey, when he did say that the number one cause of an accident is speeding, then the insurance companies would have an invested interest to lower their payout of claims and injuries. If we could reduce the speeding, we could reduce the accidents, which would reduce the lawsuits and the injuries and yada, yada, yada. Does that make any sense? So you can look at it from both perspectives, but I choose the more positive side where they're really trying to eliminate the speeding to begin with and eliminate the wrecks.
Mm-hmm. So there's the other side of the story, Todd.
Oh, well, thanks.
Thank
okay,
you.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
But I see both sides. That's just my opinion.
A couple more fan text, and some of this I have some knowledge of. What colored lights is it legal to have on your vehicle? And it's according to which end of the car you're looking at. It's legal to have red or yellow or amber to the rear. It is legal to have clear or amber to the front. It is illegal to have red or blue toward the front of your car.
What about, I always see maybe like a neon blue underneath the car.
Yeah, that sort of that neon. What? Where do you hang out? That you're seeing neon blue under the cars.
I've seen it in Deep Ellum and places like
well,
that.
I see
yeah,
them on
yeah.
Central Expressway.
There's,
there's no law against that. The main thing is that they don't want your car to be confused with a police car or an emergency vehicle. So that's why the red and blue toward the front of the car are banned.
Got it. All right, let's get into some cars that won't be built in 2012.
You know, if you're driving one of these, folks, here's the deal. I'd trade it pretty quickly just because they don't get worth more because they're rare. Once they stop making them, they start losing value pretty quick. So number one on the list, and this was sort of a bridge car that took us from the big Buicks that our grandfathers drove to the new Buicks, which are actually selling quite well to the younger crowd, the Buick LaCerne. There will be no more LaCernes after this year, 2011, no 2012.
I won't miss that
Sell
one.
The Buick.
Next, and this is sort of, this is a strange deal. The Ford Crown Victoria is going out of production. Now, they're going to still make these cars and sell them in other locations, but not in the United States. And that is a great selling car for Ford even today because so many police departments use them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
and
used
taxis.
As taxi cabs and limousines.
Right.
But it was going to cost them so much to upgrade the car and bring it into modern day time, it was cheaper not to build it anymore.
Interesting.
Cadillac DTS and Cadillac STS, and this is sort of past time. They should have probably gotten rid of them a couple of years ago. They are the old Cadillacs. They are seen mostly as an alternative for a hearse or for a limousine. No, seriously. And they're going to be replaced by the Cadillac XTS, which is out due out early next year. And then right after that, Cadillac is going to come out with a Lexus LS and a BMW 750 Fighter, which will be a luxury Cadillac.
Uber Caddy.
Nice.
Uber Caddy. One of the worst concept cars I've ever done, Chevrolet HHR, is going away. You know, the Chrysler Corporation took a neon and put a really cool body on it, a retro body. They called it a PT Cruiser, and they sold them like hotcakes.
Uh-huh.
Chevrolet thought they'd do the same thing, so they hired the design guy from Chrysler, and they hired him away, and he came over, and he designed the HHR. It never really caught on.
Well, it looked
didn't
like a
get
goofy
fuel
milk
economy.
Truck.
Yes.
It does look like a goofy milk truck.
Well,
yes.
It was supposed to actually look retro like that. However,
yeah.
it wasn't very economical. The fuel, you didn't get great fuel economy, so there was really no draw. Like the PT Cruiser got pretty good fuel economy.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is they both died because they never updated them. The PT mm-hmm. Cruiser was never updated and the HHR was never updated, so there was never anything new to sell. It was just
a fad,
the same old vehicle.
Bad
yeah.
car.
Dakota, the Dodge Dakota pickup and the Ford Ranger, both going out of production. The Ford Ranger, again, is going to be sold in Europe and in South America for sure because it's a great seller down there. The problem with those small to medium-sized trucks is you can get a full-size truck for about the same money, or you get one a year old and it costs less.
Right.
Wow.
So it's really hard to justify a small pickup. Now, Chevrolet or General Motors, though, envisions that's an opportunity, and they're actually going to come out with a small pickup. It's going to be called the Colorado, I believe.
Yep.
Like the other one. Except this one's not going to be the car that they built in South America and shipped up here. This is going to be a car that's manufactured up here.
St. Louis.
Yes. You're pretty darn sharp. What?
Yeah.
That's great.
I read that on USA Today.
Waddle's on it.
Okay. Honda Element. I love this car. So did a lot of people. When it came out in 2003, they sold 70,000 of them. Unfortunately, last year, they sold 16,000.
They never changed the body style of that, did they?
Again, no, they never updated it.
They freshened it. And it's a four-seater.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It looks like it should be a people mover.
Yes.
But the center, the back seat's two people. That's it.
You know, guys that ride bikes, they can put their bike in there. People that surf, you can flip the seat. And if you got dogs, you flip the seats up, and they've got the rubber to run around on back there. But just not that many people. And again, they didn't breathe any fresh life into it. Okay, finally, this will concern everyone. The Lotus Elise is not going to be built anymore.
Darn it.
I'm not sure. I've seen maybe one or two of these on the street in the last 5 years. So I certainly understand why. The Mazda RX-8, you know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the show. It's going out of production. It is the last Wankel engine. I love that word, Wankel.
Let's work that in once a week.
It's the last Wankel that's going to be put on the road. Wankels weren't real efficient. They weren't great for pollution.
I like the way you say it.
Wankel.
Wankel.
Wankel. Anyway, unfortunately, they only sold 664 of them through this year, through September. And they didn't sell but 1,100 of them last year, so that's going away.
There wasn't enough room in the trunk to put a full-size spare, so you got a can of Fix-A-Flat with your Mazda RX-8.
That's true.
That was a real complaint with some of our clients.
Yeah, because they'd go to the trunk and they go, where's the spare? And then you hand them this little can of Fix-A-Flat. I'm
now,
serious.
For about $750, you could get this tire mounting kit where you could mount a small spare
right.
in the trunk, but you know you're spending almost another $1,000 to... Here's your can of Fix-A-Flat.
I didn't even think that was legal to not have a spare tire on a car anymore.
Doesn't involve legal.
Wow.
Cheaper and lighter.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yep.
Okay, now here's the one that they're not building anymore that really does affect a lot of people, and that is the Mitsubishi Eclipse. Mitsubishi has discontinued the Endeavor, which is not a big deal. It was never a great popular SUV, but the Eclipse... It was the star of Fast and Furious.
That's an Eclipse.
Everybody had an Eclipse at one time or another. Unfortunately, Mitsubishi can't afford to continue building specialty vehicles right now, so the Eclipse got the axe.
Mm.
And a lot of people, they built the last one, and they auctioned it off. It was specially equipped and special interior and color, and they auctioned it off, and it got a lot of publicity. That last one was built in August. And finally, Volvo S40 and Volvo V50 are being discontinued. You know, Volvo was sold by Ford to Geely, which is a Chinese company, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do. You know, the typical image of Volvo was the station wagon that you drove for 180,000 miles, and I think probably that's going to change with Geely, so we'll see what they do, but no more S40 and V50 Volvos.
So again, if you want to check out that list, the 14 cars that will not be built in 2012, you can head to autoflex.com, click on the Facebook page. You can follow along with all the stories we talk about right here on the show. That about wraps it up, but if you want to take advantage of the pre-owned car sale, you've got to call Autoflex today, 817 or 972-234-1234. Lots of cars on the lot, even 2011 models, so be sure to check that out. We'll be back here next Saturday at 9 a.m. Coming up next, it's Chris Arnold. Thanks to Waddle on the Board for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. My name is Sybil Summers. We'll see you back here next week on the Saturday Morning Test Drive. Jokers to the right, here I am.